of glory. Keep shouting, shouting for hallelujah to him. So, glory be to him. Hallelujah to the King of glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah to our King. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah to our King. Hallelujah to him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah to our King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah to our King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Within the strength you have, let me hear the amen you can. Lift up your two hands to heaven. From the prayer we prayed 30 minutes ago, 30 minutes intercession, we are all prophetically written prayers. And then we praise the Lord for a few minutes, about 20-something minutes. Now, in the next 5 minutes, we will give thanks to the Almighty God. Close your eyes and lift your two hands if you are not an usher or a security. Say, Almighty Father,
Almighty Father,
I thank you for your glory.
I thank you for your glory.
Thank you for your plans for my life.
Thank you for your plans for my life.
Thank you for manifesting your glory. In my life. In this year 2016. Hallelujah to the King. Go ahead and begin to bless him. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the glory. Thank you, Father God Almighty, for the plans. Thank you, Father, because of the plan you have for me. Thank you for manifesting your glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you that my life is a living testimony. Father of the awesome power of the Almighty. Oh, Father, I glorify your name. Father, I bless your name. You are the exalted one. Blessed be your holy name forever. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Lift up your two hands again and say,
I thank you, Father,
for the assurance that you are in full control of my life and of my destiny. I thank you, Father, for the assurance that you are in full control of my life and of my destiny. Prayer. Give thanks. I thank you, Father. Thank you, King of glory. Thank you, Lord of lords. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the approval. Thank you for the assurance. Thank you, Daddy God, that you are in full control of my life. Thank you that you are in full control of my family. Thank you that you are in full control of the ministry. Thank you, Father, that every business of my life this year, thank you for the assurance that you are in full control. Daddy, I give you the glory. Daddy, I worship and adore your name. I am eternally grateful. Thank you, Father. Thank you, King of glory. Thank you for this assurance, O God. Thank you that you are in charge. Thank you that you are in control. Blessed be your name forever. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshiped. Lift up your two hands again. Thank you, Holy Father. Ah, glory be to your name. Say, Father, I thank you. Because I know with what you have done in my life, beginning from this year, from the midnight of last year, December, Almighty Father, I thank you that my present story is about to be turned to glory. Glory be to your name. Go ahead and bless him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, King of Glory. Oh, thank you, Ancient of Days, that my present story, Father, with your word, Father, with the spiritual, prophetic approval, thank you. Thank you that every story of my life, Father, would return to glory. I give you the glory, Father. Thank you because every story of my life, every story of my family, every story of my children, every story of my sons and daughters in the faith, Father, shall be turned into glory. Oh, blessed be your name. Lord, I clap my hands in celebration. I praise you with the lips of my mouth. Because the mountains will break forth clapping their hands. The seas will clap their hands. Father, because of what you have done for me. Glory be to your name, Ancient of Days. Blessed be your name, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Finally, you're going to say this to the Lord. Lift up your two hands. Almighty Father, with all humility, I want to say thank you a billion times for the blessing, for my story that has changed, for the transformation of my attitude. Thank you, King of Glory. Go ahead and begin to bless him with a clap offering and praise him with your mouth. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, King of Glory. Thank you, I am that I am. Thank you, Ancient of Days. Thank you, the everlasting Father. Thank you, King of Glory. Thank you, the Lord of Lords. Thank you, the Prince of Peace. Thank you, the mighty God. Thank you, my healer. Thank you, my restorer. Thank you, the fountain of my life. Thank you, Emmanuel. Thank you, Jehovah Rohi. Thank you, Jehovah Nissi. Thank you, Jehovah Michael. Thank you, Jehovah Makadash. Thank you, Jehovah Sharon. Thank you, the Prince of Peace. Thank you, the mighty God. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the transformation of my life. Oh, glory be to your name. Glory be to your name a billion times. Lord, I clap my hands in celebration to you. I praise you with my mouth. I praise you with my heart. Glory be to your name, Ancient of Days. You are wonderful. You are beautiful. You are great and awesome. Oh, blessed be your holy name forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worship. Let's bow down before him. If you have any space there, kneel down. Oh, glory be to your name. Jehovah, you are the Most High. Jehovah, Most High God. Jehovah, you are the Most High. Jehovah, you are the Most High God. Jehovah, Jehovah,
you are.
God, Jehovah,
you are the Most High.
Jehovah,
you are the Most High God.
Elohim,
you are the Most High.
El Ancient Days,
you are the Most High God.
Elohim. Hallelujah.
He's a heavenly language.
Hallelujah.
He's a heavenly language.
Oh, hallelujah.
He's a is our heavenly language.
Hallelujah.
Is our heavenly language.
Hallelujah.
Is our heavenly language.
Just check the next 2 minutes and worship him in the spirit. Lingre do kosha kabara koro kosondoro bo shere de de bo skili bra koro ba shanda de bo shere yanda anda ra ba koshe kere bo sendele bra koro ba koko sendoro bo se kere bo sharara rando ro bo skili bra koro kosendere bo shekere da ba shandoro bo skili bra kadena O re kara kara bashara basendo robos kelebra koshekede. Lingre da kabara jakabara do koro boko soko shekebero do robos shendere de. Hallelujah makara karo shekede bosanta laba koro koso. Ingere boko shengere bosa koro boshentele bro koshendeya. Indere bosa kalabra koro yando robos shendere boshekele bro koro kose yande. Thank you, King of Glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worship. When I ring the bell one, you will shout the loudest hallelujah. Because every evil spirit that has been chasing your family members, at the sound of this bell, they will all disappear. Every sickness or disease, in the name of the Lord Jesus, at the sound of this bell, that sickness will dry up now. Whatever it is that is a curse, in the name of Jesus, at the sound of this bell, all of these curses shall be broken.
Hallelujah!
Rise over your feet and give the Lord the loudest clap offering and shout of praises to Him who lives forever. Blessed be your name. Oh, Father, blessed be your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I want you to reach out to 2 people around you and tell them, God bless you. God bless you. Be seated, please. Yesterday, I began sharing with us thanksgiving, the power of a thankful heart. Thanksgiving, the power of a thankful heart. There are so many lessons we have learned. And if you can practice these lessons, you're in for greatness. Amen. Now we realize that thanksgiving, what it does is it breaks the power of the enemy. Whenever you give thanks to the Almighty God, it turns your difficult circumstances to become a glorious one. I told us one very key thing that a lot of people are desiring in their lives is to see the devil losing the battles over their lives. And if you want to see the enemy losing more battles in your life, then learn to give thanks. Learn to celebrate. Learn to praise the Almighty God. Yesterday I virtually stopped at thanksgiving brings contentment. When you are a thankful person, you'll be contented. A thankful heart is always satisfied with what God has done. When you thank God for all the blessing that God has given you, instead of dwelling on your negatives, dwelling on the challenges or the trials or circumstances you find yourself, instead of celebrating God, you're just talking more about the problems, then the problems will consume you. The only way you can dry up the fountain of the enemy is by thanksgiving. And then I told us yesterday that discontentment dries up the soul. And when your soul is dry, you're dead. Because everything about you is a function of your soul. Emotion, your mind, your will. If the enemy succeeds in capturing your soul, he has succeeded in capturing you. The devil doesn't just go after your money, your family, your businesses and all of that because he wants to tamper with them. What he's looking for is your soul. And one thing that I've made a lot of millions of Nigerians, if I'm not mistaken, 100 and something millions of Nigerians today are going through what they're going through because their souls are dead. Dead because of discontentment. Share a room with somebody that is discontented. It will be hell on earth. Share food with someone that is discontented. The food will become bitter. Because discontentment dries up the soul. It sends the Holy Spirit packing. And it leaves Satan to take control. That's why you see people who are shouting, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, say, well, I won't go there. That place is terrible for me. And I told us yesterday that discontentment, it dries up the rain of blessing. Instead of the rain of blessing to come, it will be dust. Instead of the rain of blessing to come, it will be dust. So whatever you plant, whatever you do, it will not germinate because it's dust. Because of discontentment. I told us yesterday that discontentment causes drought. When you have seen a land that is full of drought, go to nations where there are drought, you will understand what I'm talking about. You see the earth cracking. That's why you see the life of such people cracking in different ways. Always cracking and parting ways. Because of discontentment. Let me give us an example. If it is not discontentment, just one example. I'm coming to that one later. Tomorrow I'm going to be dealing with some very vital things in our lives. And that's one of the privileges you have of this retreat. Sitting at the feet of Jesus. To get things right. So that you can have the right attitude to pursue the year. In the beginning of the year, your mind is being redirected, reprogrammed. Your heart is being reprogrammed. And as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That means everything that you become is going to become an expression from a true heart. What will make somebody that is on level 7 or level 8? To go and put the name of 150 people in the payroll. Last year while I was in Lagos, one of the governors was the one who told me this thing. The bailout money they received in Benue State the person, some of the people that are in charge, place the name of 100. One person is on level 7. And is building hotels all over Makurdi. Because he's not contented with the level God has given him. And of course, at the end of the day now, all of the properties will be taken. That's number one. Number two, his family will be put to shame. Number three, he will go to jail. Number four, he will lose all the money. And number five, his job is gone forever. Discontentment. But when you have somebody who is very grateful for one thing, and you're sure that he will have more. That's why we read yesterday in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 6. But godliness with contentment is great gain. And this year of greatness, you will surely be great. Amen. You will have everything about your life will be great gains. Amen. Great advancements. Amen. Great successes. Amen. Great favors. Amen. Wherever you go, you will exhibit greatness. And you see that godliness with contentment is a great gain. If you have food and clothing, with this be contented. Know that God Almighty, whatever it is in this life, they are all extras. I told us yesterday that a thankful receiver will always bear a plentiful harvest. That's where I stopped yesterday night. A thankful receiver will always bear a plentiful harvest. Appreciate what you have. Appreciate what you have been given by God, by men, and you'll be promoted for higher ones. Be appreciative. Somebody gives you one cup of water and you're saying, why didn't you give me a bucket? If he didn't give you one cup, what would you do? I remember again something happened. It was still at the airport. Somebody was standing there, a cleaner. He was cleaning. And after the toilet, the individual eased himself. And when he was going, the young man was looking at him and he removed 100 naira and gave him. And he said, go with your money. Would you cost me this money with 100 naira? Can you imagine that? What makes the billions is 1 naira. When you're grateful with one talent, you can have more. But people who are not grateful with one talent will always go and bury it. Appreciate what you have been given. And God will promote you. Appreciate what you have been given and promotion will come your way. Whether you're working in the government, you're working in the private sector, you're working in somebody's shop, you're working in somebody's office, wherever you are working, whether you are the boss of yourself, you must learn to appreciate what you have been given by God, what you have been given by men, and you're sure going to attract bigger things into your life. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 17. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 17. And whatever you do in words or deeds, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through Jesus Christ. Giving thanks. Whether in words or in deeds. If you look at some of the words and some of your actions, it does not reflect somebody that is in Christ Jesus. If you're truly in Christ Jesus, everything about your life will be wired with thankfulness. Whatever you do in words or deeds, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And people who do things in the name of Jesus, can you steal in the name of Jesus? Can you go and commit immorality in the name of Jesus? Yo, where you are, you may tell me, but people have been using the name of the Lord to do stuff. They are not in Christ. The ones who are in Christ cannot. It means that what Jesus will not do, I will also not do it. That's just the meaning of that scriptures. The way Jesus lived his life is the way I will live my life. The way Jesus does things is the way I'm going to do things. And so, the Bible says, giving thanks to God the Father through Jesus Christ. Luke chapter 6 and verse 38. Luke chapter 6 and verse 38. So the Bible says, give and it will be given to you. When you give thanks, thanks will come back to you. When you celebrate the Almighty God and give thanks for whatever you are given, you are sure going to receive. Now look at the next thing. Good measure. Anyone that is always very thankful will have greater harvest. Good measure. Good measure. Show me people that are not thankful for the grace God has given them, and they will never receive any blessing from that grace. Show me the people that don't celebrate the word of God, the privilege they have to hear this word, the word of God will never benefit them. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your laps because you are a thankful person. You are a giver of thanks. For with the measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. With the measure, that means that if you are not contented, you will never have enough. You will never have enough. I've looked into the life of Jesus Christ all his life. He will have small things. There are so many crowds. You know, he's the Almighty. But you will see him never complain to the Father and say, this crowd, you're laying it in my spirit to feed all of them. How can I do it? It's not possible. And then he begins to complain. No. The first thing you will see him, he will take bread, small, you break it, give thanks. He will carry small thing, give thanks, and say, share it to everybody. Anyone that is not thankful, the bread will dry. But anyone that is thankful, a small bread will fill his stomach. And that's why you realize that few loaves of bread and few fishes was able to take care of 20-something thousand people. Because they have a thankful heart. You don't know, when you have people who are not thankful, they always be saying, look at it. It's just like some people who have the privilege of coming to my office. I've always corrected them. And they will come with some pity. And I don't pity. I don't have sentiments. I look at you with the biblical God's eye. I say, you know, all my life, nothing good is happening. This is ungrateful people. So I will ask them, but by the time I ask them 5 questions, they will start repenting. And I'll say, rise up from there, go out. God has done too much for you. But you will not see better things ahead of you because you are not thankful. Learn to give thanks to God. Then the Bible says, good measure. Press down. You're looking for the pressing down of blessing. Learn to give thanks for the small. With the same measure that you measure, it will be measured back to you. So if you talk, complain too much, complain will surround your life. Anywhere you go, people will fill you with complaint and unthankfulness. Thank God and praise God for everything in your life. Everything. Thank Him for every situation. Thank Him for every trial. Don't go and sit down in your shop and begin to murmur. And say, from morning to this time, not even one customer has come here. Where is the anointing of God upon my life? Let me go and look for some shortcut. You will look for shortcut and it will cut you short. When you sit down in your shop and there is nobody coming, it gives you a chance to praise God the more. Be praising God, be dancing unto the Lord and worship God, praise Him and give thanks to Him. Just move to this shelf, thank the Lord, touch here, thank God, come back, thank God. Well, before you know it, the Almighty God will mobilize the world for you. You become, later part of your life will become greater than before. But you sit down in your shop, you don't know how to praise God. Thank God. You are in for trouble. You see, this God I'm talking about is the only one that can turn your troubles to triumphs. He is the only one. He is the only one that can turn your pains to joy. You must learn to praise Him. Praise Him in all situations. Give thanks to the Almighty. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15. The Bible says, through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise. Where? The fruit of lips that confess His name. Your mouth. The fruits of your lips. I told us here yesterday, some of us, our mouth is just nyama nyama. The fruits of the lips coming out of our mouth is a bad one. It dries up the anointing. It dries up favor. It dries up the presence of the Holy Spirit. There's no way you can pray with that kind of an attitude. But when you have a thankful attitude, it creates an atmosphere for the Holy Spirit to work with you. Let us, through Jesus Christ, therefore, let us continually, not once, offer to God a sacrifice of praise. It takes sacrifice. When you are in the middle of the fire, it will take sacrifice to praise God. When you're going through the storms of life and everything looks like the whole world is collapsing, it will take sacrifice to praise God. That's why when you praise God sacrificially, you will also get the response of God. Because it's coming as a sacrifice. And it's acceptable in the sight of God. The fruits of lips. One of the dangerous instruments the devil is using to destroy and stop the greatness of a lot of people is their mouth. Their lips. Their lips. That's why you see people leave the presence of God and God does not do anything. Why will He do it? People ask, has God not been seeing the situation I am in? I've called upon Him for years. He has not answered me. Check your lips. Check the kind of things coming out of your mouth. The fruits of lips. If you give out the wrong thing, you will get the wrong fruits. Give the right fruits. When God eats the fruit that comes out of you, good one, and He enjoys it, He will say, bless her. But God, if He tests your own fruit and it's bitter, He said, curse. We saw a little example of Jesus walking by a fig tree, and He was expecting to get good fruit from it, and He didn't. What did He do? He cursed it. The Bible clearly testified to us that a tree that does not bear fruit, what the Father does is He cuts it off. Because you're not a good in His vineyard. I pray that will not be your case again. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You see, coming into the presence of God. Don't allow yourself to complain about anything. Complain every day. Complain. During your trying times, trials will come. I've said this to us, no matter how powerful you are, nobody is immune from trials. Jesus, who is God, was tested. The amazing thing is that even in heaven, where God is in charge, God went through a trying time. The devil himself set up a gang up against God. God went through. The Bible says they were silent. The heaven, there was such war. War? In the presence of the Almighty God. That's to tell you that nobody. You can go through trials in your life. But your attitude will determine whether you become a victim or you become a victor. In your trying times, be very careful. Watch your tongue. Your trying times, watch your tongue. You either bless yourself or you curse yourself. Instead of you complaining, Think of the ways you can verbally offer God thanksgiving. Just look at it. Thank you, Father. Thank you because everything, you are perfect. I accept everything, Lord. I give thanks to you. I thank you because you are teaching me something. I thank you because you are molding me. I thank you because this thing is training my life to be better. Offer thanksgiving. I think when we begin to give thanks to the Almighty God in the worst situations of our life, we're going to begin to have harvests of testimonies. Harvests. You know, I was with an individual some years ago, I think about 3 years ago, they were giving this government taxi. This person has never had in his life a motorcycle. He has never been able to buy a motorcycle for himself. But he had the privilege to be given this government car. And in less than 8 months, he raked that taxi. So I was asking him, he said, with all the wahala we wahala, is that all that Babajan can give me? Ungrateful heart. His condition is worse than you can ever imagine. People who always complain, they die in the wilderness. People who complain, they may start well and come out of Egypt. Check them. They don't get to their land of promise. God will have great promises for them. Can I ask us this question? Did God plan that the children of Israel would die in the wilderness? Did God say so to them? Did God tell that to anybody? No. Did God say he's taking them to the promised land? I mean, if God had no plan for them, he would have even left them in the land where they were. But who were the people crying out for help? They were the ones. God said, I hear the groaning of these people, and I've come to help them. God delivered them. They went through the baptism and all of that. Well, we're going to be talking about that later deeply. But suddenly, these people started comparing God. Look at them. They're saying, is that all that God can offer us? Can God even furnish a table in the wilderness? Huh? Is that He's Almighty? That is God. Is that all He can offer me? Is that all He can give us? Look at this bread. I've been eating this bread for the past 30 years now. 30 years. 30 years. Even when we were in Egypt, say Pharaoh gave us better than this God. Have you had people who compare with their past when they were unbelievers and now that they are believers? They say, even when I was not a Christian, I'm even better than when I'm a Christian. I don't think this Jesus is genuine. Such people never get to their land of promise. They die in the wilderness. There are many of you, your dreams are dead in the wilderness. Your miracles have been killed, not by anybody, but by you. You kill it with your hands. You kill the intervention of God. God said, I want to heal you, but you're complaining. Suffer more. I want to save your family, but the way you complain too much about your family, stay like that with it. Let them torment your flesh. If Nigerians will learn to give thanks, God is too good to us. One great thing I give thanks to God for this country, good weather, good land, with manure or no manure, if you plant, it will still do well. What about if you live in a country where every year fire will come and consume all houses? What about if you live in a land where every year there is a river or ocean coming to overflow everybody? Ungrateful hearts. Why are you in your wilderness? Because you're not thankful. I'm going to be looking at that scriptures, 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 10. We're going to be looking at that in detail. The fact is that every time you open up to grumbling, any time you open up to complaining, the quality of your life begins to reduce. Anytime you open up to grumbling and complaining, the quality, the value of your life begins to reduce proportionally. That means that a destroyer is bringing your life to ruin. We're going to be looking at that destroyer very clearly in the Bible. That's why some people said, on the last day when people will be talking, and the devil will ask and said, "Where did you see me? Eh? When did you ever see me? You are the one who destroyed yourself by yourself." God said, "I am the Lord your healer." But you didn't get it because of your attitude. God said, "I am the Lord who giveth thee power to make wealth." You could not get it because of your attitude. God said, "I will make you the head." Now, God didn't say that you are the head. God said, "I will. If you will hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God, and you will do the things, then he will make you the head." God didn't say that you are the head. You know, we quote some scriptures outside context. Before you become, he makes you the head, there are things you have to do. You destroy yourself by yourself. Please underline this word in your lesson book. Anytime you grumble, you open up the gate and the door of grumbling and complaining, that same minute you are reducing the value and the quality of your life. So that means that the very quality of your life, whether you love it or you hate it, is based upon how thankful you are towards God. The quality of your life, how rich your life is whether you are thankful or you're not thankful. I love to study a lot of people. You see them very active in Christian activities, but their lives are not growing anywhere. Go check them. Very unthankful. You know, the worst people on earth are the poor. Worst people. I used to tell them in those days when I used to go to Langtang to minister, that the average Tarok person is so poor, but yet very proud. Very poor. You don't have that spirit of gratefulness. And you see them wallowing and getting poorer. Unthankful heart. The moment you begin to grumble and complain, you are reducing. In Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6, Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Do not be anxious about anything. Do not be anxious about anything. But in everything by prayer and supplication and with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Have you seen people who present a request to God, and then the next minute they begin to complain? And that's why they don't get answer to their prayers. Pray, supplicate, and your mouth should be full of thanksgiving. When you are thankful, God will thank you with a blessing. You get your request, you get your prayer request, you get your heart desire done. Thanksgiving is one of the most vital keys to our greatness. Thanksgiving is the vital, very, very vital key to our greatness. Not what we say about our blessings, but what we do with our blessings. How we use our blessing is a true measure of your thanksgiving. Now let me give you this. Give somebody something. Just like the children of Israel, God gave them manna. But how they used the manna showed that they were not thankful. Give somebody a job. How the person goes about the job shows whether he's thankful or he's not thankful. I just gave you an example with somebody that was given a taxi, and how he handled that vehicle shows you that he's not thankful. Give somebody something. It is not the receiving of the blessing. It is how you use it. Give somebody a house. Give somebody a room. Give somebody the privilege to be able to do certain things. How the person does them shows you whether he's thankful or not. The measure, the true measure of your thanksgiving is known and determined by how you use what you have been given. That's why as a child of God, how you use the things of God will show whether you're grateful or you're not grateful at all. I told you this story some time ago. I was in the aircraft coming back home. And there were a lot of Nigerians coming back. And I just got pissed off. I got so mad in the aircraft. Because Nigerians stood up, they were complaining, talking so bad about Nigeria. And they are coming to Nigeria. It's like somebody talking bad about a place that he can never do without. I mean, you're such stupid. A place that made you, without that place, you wouldn't have become who you are. Without Nigeria, they wouldn't have been who they are. Nigeria made them. Nigeria packaged them. Nigeria gave them the kind of brain that they have, and then they went out. That's why they are going ahead of Europeans. You see a Nigerian sit down in the class, he's the top. Because of the kind of breed where he's coming from. So they were talking too much. And suddenly I just stood up and I said, I just screamed, quiet! And everybody was like, who is this guy? I said, shut up! What are you talking about, Nigeria? Can you ever compare any other nation to Nigeria? I said, this Oyinbo. So the Oyinbo, the white man, touched me and said, what is Oyinbo? I said, Oyinbo is you. I said, what are these Oyinbo coming to Nigeria to do? Huh? They are coming to work. They are coming to get the money from Nigeria. But you Nigerians, you have an attitude that makes you to kill your country. Don't you know that what makes a place is the atmosphere of the place? How can God descend in a cloud of bitterness and grumbling and complaining? He does something you're not appreciative. You're comparing him. It's also like comparing your boss with other people. Go to the place and work. You'd be so stupid to be comparing your nation. And all the time you just come, that's why you behave. Now, these same people. Follow me here. These same people who are talking bad about Nigeria. Is it the president that did it? Is it the president that made somebody to go and write his name? 150 people. Is it the president that will go and fix electricity for you? Is it the president? Is it the president that goes to carry instead of buying chemical to treat your water? Somebody will go and buy poison. Is it your president? Is it a president that is in somebody's shop? Huh? You're selling somebody's goose. You're carrying, you sell 10 naira, you put 2 naira. Is it a president? So, because of untactful. Now listen, you would think that these people are civilized, okay? That they have been to the country where they are civilized. So when we landed, before the aircraft will come to a stop, they have started standing up. So the cabin crew started shouting, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down. Now, these were the same people shouting, Nigeria, all this other Nigeria, Nigeria. We finished, we got, they sat down, got to the immigration counter. Oh my God. These were the same people who were saying Nigeria is not good. They are living in America. But they are worse than even the Nigerians who are living. When people are ungrateful, they will continue to be slaves all the days of their lives. Lift up your right hand. Have a few minutes. Just 1 minute, pray this prayer. Say, Father, change my attitude in the name of Jesus. Father, I don't want to die again in the wilderness. I want to fulfill my life. I want to fulfill my days. Can I hear the loudest amen to that? The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 20, Ephesians chapter 5 verse 20, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father. Our attitude will always determine whether life will unfold into a place of blessedness or a place of wretchedness. Your attitude will determine whether life, you see, every day now in this year is going to be unfolding. New days will be opening up for you. So it will either open you up into the blessedness of the day or it will open you into the wretchedness of the day. And it is your attitude. Isaiah chapter 12, if you read verse 1 to 6. You see, if somebody who is very, very appreciative. Even when God was angry with him, he said, I've come to give thanks to you that, Lord, you had mercy on me. Isaiah 12, verse 1 to 6. Now, the person did not complain to God and say, why are you angry with me? Why are you dealing with me the way you're dealing with me? Why are you chastising me? No, he was grateful to the Almighty God. That's one great secret with David. That's why David would say, I thank you for chastising me because it has made me better. I am grateful because if you did not chastise me, I would have become terrible. That's a grateful heart. But check the people who are not grateful in the Bible that God chastises. Oh my God, chapters of grumbling and complaining. Isaiah chapter 12 verse 1, I will say in that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord. For though you were angry with me, your anger turned away that you may comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust him. I will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song. That's a thankful heart. That even though you dealt with me like this, I'm grateful. And then the person does move. Look at the next thing. And he has become my salvation. Verse 3. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. But be sad. Sadness blocks the wells of salvation. Salvation there is not only being saved from sin. Salvation is talking about S-O-Z-O. Sozo. Redemption from anything that do not glorify God. That's the word salvation there. Anything. And he said that with a joyful heart, you will draw water from the wells of salvation. But be very sad. See people coming into the presence of God, worshiping God, but they are sad. The more you are, the more you will block the well of salvation. You'll just be putting sand. Instead of you drawing water, you'll be drawing sand. It will never be good. But when you come with joy, you draw water from the well of salvation, verse 4, and you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Give thanks. Then call. Make known his deeds among the people. Talk more about the goodness of God in your life. Talk more about what God, mercy God have shown you. As a deliverance minister, I've taught this all over the world. Some people that are very ignorant, and they made the devil to become more powerful and more champion in their lives. Do you know there are people, when you sit down with them, when they talk more about the devil, what the devil has done, devil has touched their leg, he has touched their hand, he has touched their eye, he has touched their head, he has touched their ear, he has touched their... And then they'll say, well, in it all we give thanks to God. That's where they appreciate. In it all we give thanks to God. No. People that enjoy the saving power of God, they talk more about the deeds of God. The devil did not, I told us in the service into this year, that the devil did not contribute in making this earth. And as I'm still talking to you, the devil cannot manufacture one fly. God has been good to you in all aspects of life. All. You know, sometimes when I go through certain old pictures and you see some of the Abomites, you look at them, what they wear and what they are. Last midnight, I got to the house, just to have a time. I got to the house, and after my prayer, in the midnight at about 11 or so before I go this thing, I went to carry one of the old albums, and I was just going through the old albums. And I said, God, you see some Abomites, you say Jehovah Nissi. But and some of these people, if you see them now, they are so ungrateful. Give thanks to the Lord. Give thanks to the Almighty God. You see, when you are proclaiming the deeds of the Lord, you get excited. Joy fills your heart. And when you're doing that, God will be saying, Angel Gabriel, Angel Michael, he will do for you much more than you can ask. Now, get that scriptures right. It doesn't just happen like that. God will do things beyond what you can ask or imagine based on your thankful heart. Make known his deeds and proclaim that his name is exalted. I decree and declare this year, Satan will never be exalted in your life. Satan will never be exalted in your family. Satan will never be exalted in your mouth. Every day of your life, you will be exalting the King of Glory. Your mouth will be exalting him. Wherever you go, your mouth will be exalting him. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And then look at verse 5. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be made known to all the earth. All the earth, wherever you go. Verse 6. Shout. Sing for joy. All inhabitants of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. God Almighty is here with us now. Let me hear somebody shout the loudest shout of hallelujah. Shouting, singing unto the Lord and praising God. You're walking. Your walk will not become boring. You know, I was sharing this morning with my family, doing the word of God. And I said, there is nobody that ever becomes successful without a hard work. Nobody. Now, if you want to be lazy, God's word say, a little sleep, a little folding of the hand, so shall what? So shall your poverty come. This work is too much. Oh, this work is. Do you know, I have realized with this God I'm serving, the more you are working for him, the more he will add for you. Because he wants your life to be full of engagement. Let me give you this. Check it out. Check children that their parents or where they serve, they gave them more work. And they got themselves doing more work and less sleep. Check them when they get to settle in their own homes. They do better. Is that correct? Check the ones that we are not giving anything. They become stupid. They become a liability in the world instead of an asset. Check the people that are engaging. They grew up that way, working in the house, cleaning the house, washing plates, serving their leader, doing this. Give them an office. And you're sure that that office is going to look great. But people who don't like to work, okay, all they'll be doing when they're in the office, they'll be looking at the time. Ah, yeah, today is too long now. When is it going to be? 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock, so that we can close. Abba. But do you know that people who are grateful, excited at their work, 6 o'clock will look like it's still 11 o'clock. They are looking for 25 hours. Shout and sing praises for joy. Oh, inhabitants of Zion, not inhabitants of the world there. Inhabitants of Zion, while others are sad in the society, you be praising the Almighty God. I pray today that as you leave back to your houses, to your shops, to your business center, songs of joy will be coming out of your mouth. You'll be praising God in everything. You'll be praising God in everything. You'll be praising God. Oh, Balabreka Shaba. Do you know, praising the Almighty God, that sickness will just disappear. That yoke will be broken. You know, today, let me just share a testimony with you before I pray. Tomorrow we'll continue. Some time ago, I felt that you must have heard this story. And badly, the Lord just helped me, but I crushed this part of my body, my hand. It became sore, terrible. Did all medical checks. They saw that there were some issues. And this hand, raising it was a problem. Because I fell down from the bathtub. And God saved my head. So, and the pains are so excruciating. I remember my son Chidi would come and say, Daddy, what are we going to do? And others will this thing. And I said, don't worry. And I'll be carrying this pain. In the midst of the pain, I'll be praising the Almighty. You'll see me in all services. I will do what I do. I go back. I have never complained. All the time. The pain, sometimes it will look like my spirit is going because of the pain. But in it, I was praising God. For months and months, I just put my mind over. Say, hey, when you are done, you will go. And God is working miracles all over the world. I was praising God. Now hear me very well. Today, I was in that same bathtub taking my shower. And I was waving my hand. I can't feel a dot of any of those pains. Dot. And I was saying to myself, God Almighty. Now, when they checked it, they discovered that the marrow, is it the bone socket? In between the socket, it has something like it dried up and is cracking. But by faith, I received my healing with thanksgiving. And I received my healing with thanksgiving, praising God. It has all happened. What can you imagine? I'm always talking about this problem, always complaining about this problem. It would have become terrible. Today, probably this hand would have been amputated because of what was going on. Because the doctors told me, if it gets to this degree, then that means this hand will be removed. I told them, well done. They told me the first degree, they told me the second degree, they told me the third degree. When they will carry me to surgery, after that one, the third one, this hand has to be removed. But ladies and gentlemen, look at this hand. I'm praising God with it. You see, when you learn to give thanks to God, not look at the problem, but look at the God who has the power to solve the problem. Before you got to know it within you, the problem will be handled. Stop your complaint. Start praising God. Use your mouth to do the right thing. Lift up your two hands to heaven. You don't have two lives to live. Tomorrow I'll continue on this. You don't have two lives. You have only one life. Use it well. Use it to give thanks to the Almighty. Raise your hands and begin to praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Giving thanks always. Giving thanks for everything. Bless God. You must create and develop this attitude of thanksgiving. Keep praising Him. Keep praising Him. Keep praising Him. All ye inhabitants of Zion, praise the Lord. Praise Him. Praise Him. Give thanks to the Lord. Magnify His holy name. Worship Him. Adore Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. What has killed other people, it has not killed you. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Let's thank more. Let's give Him praise. Let this be our attitude. Thank more. Thank your parents. Thank your boss. Thank more than complaining. Your complaint is too much. Stop it. You don't need one. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. And His mercies endureth forever. Give thanks. Give thanks to God for where you are now. Give thanks. Give thanks. Are you believing for your business to multiply? Give thanks for what you have. God is the one who has the power for multiplication. Give thanks. Give thanks to the Almighty God. If you'd say you don't know what to thank God for, I don't want to use a word, but forever and ever, your life will end up in hell. There is so much to thank God for. So much. You inhabitants of Zion, praise the Lord. Praise Him. It is in praising and thanksgiving that greatness comes. Greatness, greatness, greatness. Greatness comes when you are thankful. Thankful. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord. Give thanks. Give thanks to the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshiped. Rise on your feet and stand. As we close, I bless you. You see, this is the word of the Lord to everyone and to every Nigerian. It's very painful. You see people trying to create jobs, but the people they create the jobs for, they are ungrateful. Now, how do you expect more jobs to come? You are hearing government crying every day. Excuse me, sir. No matter how powerful our president can be, our president cannot provide jobs for everybody. I have one of my son here, Prof. The federal government was taking care of some teachers on a salary of 18,000 graduates. And they are in their number. The federal government does that for about 2 years, and after that they will lay them off. Because the federal government was doing only like intervention. And this blessed son, the federal government was going to withdraw, and of course they're going to go back to the labor market. Because these are about 400 teachers. The federal government just intervened so that they will be teaching in the primaries and all of that. And they are giving 18,000 every month. So, I think they're about to be laid off. And this precious son did something to go and plead with the governor to see how they can absorb these people. Even if they won't be able to pay them as the federal government, but give them a job and a future. And I said to him when I was praying for him, I said, see, you must gather these people to know and understand how much favor is being done for them. Because tomorrow now you begin to see them strike to say our right. Your right where? Or labor will begin to come. You know, labor don't fight for you truly in Nigeria. Labor are looking for the amount you give them monthly. God, federal government will lay them off and you give them a future. Even if it is 1,000 naira you're going to be paying them every month, now you are giving them a later permanenting their work. It means their future is secured. But if you don't make these people to know, the next thing you begin to see, grumbling. I've been in this work. I am a graduate of a degree holder. You forget that there are more than 10 million degree holders walking on the street with their papers. 10 million. As I'm talking to you right now, this year, within this quarter, there's going to be nothing less than 5 million graduates that will come out with a degree. Huh? 5 million. How much can the government absorb? In a whole year, I don't think government absorbs up to 1 million people. In a whole year. Then somebody creates a job. And then you become ungrateful. The first day, you see the person excited. He comes to work early. He starts doing good. Give him 1 month. He comes to office so sad. He comes as if the whole world, as if you have eaten his own children. How can you go further? But when you learn to give thanks to God, thank the person that created the job, the nation will be better. There is something I would have loved to show you of a young boy in Kenya. I would have loved to show you. Young boy. I will do that tomorrow. Young boy. He had the opportunity. His parents died. And he was adopted by his adopted parents. And the parents are struggling in life to help him grow in school. And training him, molding him, this, all of those things he had to go through. Now the young man vowed to himself and said, the way this my adopted parents are training me, teaching me, coaching me about life. Oh God, I need a wisdom to labor with my hands to help them, to support them. Now here, so this young man is always will go to these his adopted parents, kneel down before them and say, Daddy, Mommy, thank you for the privilege you gave me. Thank you that you gave me a home. Thank you that you gave me a place. Thank you that you put me in school. There are many children that are orphaned that are in the orphanage. But you gave me a place with the parents. I can still call my dad and my mom. Thank you that you can correct me. Thank you that you can instruct me. But many orphans are there. Nobody can correct them. These were the statements of the young man. And he said this was to them. And he said, probably God allowed it for my parents to all die. Because if they probably are alive, they wouldn't have helped me the way you have taught me. So, he now, inside the house, he begged them to get him one laptop. So they got him one laptop. And he started coaching himself. He said, I want to be the best designer. Because he realized that this is adopted parents. They are publishers of book. And their books are limited in terms of the marketing and the sales. And he sees them, they love to build their family, provide for their family, and promote the kingdom of God. So this young man said, what will I do to help my parents? What will I do to market their product more? And the website they are using, the website is charging them so much, sometimes they cannot pay. So he said. So he started thinking through with that. So that's when he asked them, get me a laptop and all of that. So he started training himself on designing website to see how the product of his parents will be everywhere. And he got it. He started selling the books and people were patronizing more. When people saw the kind of website he designed, other people came around and said, who designed this website for you? They said, it's our son. Huh? This boy? He said, okay, come and design our own. He would design for other people. And then the people would bring the pay. 60,000 shillings. You know, that's the amount in Kenya. 60,000 shillings. If they bring the money, he would say, give it to my parents. If they bring the money, say, give it to my parents. And listen to this story. This boy today has become a multimillionaire. He told the father, Baba, give me a corner of the room. You see, a thankful heart. And in the corner of the house, he was doing that, developing. One laptop. As I talked to you last year, he was given to go to Harvard University in US. He was given scholarship. Listed. He was given scholarship by one of the richest Kenyans who connected him. Do you know what this young man did? The young man turned down. He said, no, I don't need, thank you. Give it to another person. I want to stay with my parents here in Kenya to change our story around. And as I talk to you, this young man, there in Kenya, the parents provided one room for him. From one room, they went to rent one shop. One shop, they rent two rooms. Now he has employed about 50 graduates. 50. 50 graduates. How many systems? He's only using 5 computers. An Indian company came from India to contract him. Him will get 60%. The Indian company will get 25%. And then the other people will be getting 5%. That is what opened up his door into becoming African, one of the African youngest multi-millionaires. But there are people that will have that opportunity to have parents like that. They will complain all kinds of evil. And that's why they will die in the wilderness. But a grateful heart will open the fountain of life. Tonight, as you remain and live for the remaining days of your life, thanksgiving will always be pouring out of your mouth. You'll be thankful for the house where you are. You'll be thankful to the boss that created. You'll be thankful to the office. You'll be thankful to your parents. You'll be thankful to the people who are keeping you. Thank. They give you one food. Thank you. They give you one grain of rice. Thank you. They give you one shoe. Thank you a million times. You come back. Thank you so much for giving me this shoe. Next week, thank you so much for giving me this shoe. What do you think will happen next? They will do more. But you carry story around. You don't know. These people are rich, but I'm suffering. I'm suffering, suffering, suffering. I'm not getting anything. You will die in suffering. Eh? See, all they can. This man is very rich, very rich. But all he can give me is only this shoe. Only. You don't know. The secret of David with Saul was not the attack of Saul, was the grateful heart of David. That's why David, when he ascended the throne, he said, is there nobody in the house of Saul that I can show goodness to? Is there nobody? I want to show goodness. This, if it is not because Saul picked me, I wouldn't have been known. But Saul is the one who made me, who brought me to where I am. But if it were some of us, we would rather kill and say, God, prove it. Learn to give thanks. That's why when Micah looked at David and said, why are you dancing like this with even your trousers falling? He said, keep quiet. If I don't know how to thank him, who will I thank? He made me to be where I am. Me, a sheep follower. Me, the least in my father's house. Who even know my father? Who know my father's house? But see where I am today. See the kind of connection God brought me. You say, I will not thank him. And that's why the person who did that, God closed her womb forever. That does not mean, if you read the Bible, Micah had children before. She had children with another person before she came to David. But the moment she developed that attitude of unthankfulness, she became barren. Let me tell you the truth. God can open doors for you in the past. If you don't know how to keep thanking God, he will shut down your womb. You will never have anything again. Let's lift up our hands to God. And I'm only given to give us 2 minutes. Louder than anybody standing beside you. And you will thank God. Thank God for the people God has brought into your life to show you the way, to teach you the way of the Lord, to guide you, to connect you, to open doors for you. Thank God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank God. Thank God for your parents. Thank God for your husband. Thank God for your boss. Thank God for your leaders. Thank God for the kind of pastor God has given you. Give thanks to the Lord. Thank God for that person that gave you opportunity in life to work. Opportunity in life to have a place. Give thanks. You are in school today. Many would have wished to be in your position. But God privileged you. Give thanks. Give thanks. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Thank you, Father. Just open your eyes. Let me just take you. We were just coming, and my eyes just stumbled on a man that was standing by the dustbin. And he was speaking out of the dustbin to eat. Do you know how many people have wished you to run totally mental? That you'd be walking naked on the street. But God delivered you. And you're not thankful. I think it was in Port Harcourt. The pastor came and showed me something that blew my mind. A lady in Ghana. I wept for that lady. The wickedness of the wicked. A lady in Ghana has been sending money to home. I think from America or from London. For all these years. So they will always be taking pictures of different houses. And be sending to her and say, oh, your house is in the decking level. Oh, your house has reached the roofing stage. She was sending money, sending money, sending money, sending money. Finally, they said the house is perfectly finished. So she flew down and came back home. When she came back home, she just met a virgin land. A land without even a block. By her own family. And suddenly the girl, ladies busted, started crying and all of that. The next thing she did was tore her wrapper. I mean, it was carried. They showed me this trip with Paracord. And she was walking naked. People were following her. They were begging her to cover her. She was holding scissors. She would kill anybody. All her labor in this life, so it has been wasted by some people who are her own brothers and sisters. Now, what was the plan of the enemy? Very painful. Look at this wonderful young lady, beautiful. And that picture they have carried is on the internet, I suppose. And forever and ever, even when she comes to her mind, those pictures will be there. An enemy somewhere that wants to disgrace you. But do you know, if this lady had just knelt down in this evil they have done to her, and said, Almighty Father, I thank you that I have life. I thank you that the God who gave me this, you would do better for me. I bless your name and I give you all the glory. She packed her load, fly back to America. Watch what will happen. But because of that attitude, it opens the gate to the enemy. And that's what they have been looking for. To just disgrace and shame her forever. So I'm going to give you one more minute and then bless you from the blessing the Lord gave me to bless you with. One more time, give thanks to the Almighty. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Just close your eyes and raise your hands as you receive the blessing. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do, according to his word in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Today, God your Father has a purpose for you. Every one of you that is here. And today, in the name that is above every name, I bless you with the ability to know your purpose. Every plan that God has in his heart concerning you, I bless you with the ability to know it. I pray that from today, I bless you with the ability to know your identity in the Lord Jesus. Because you are a member of the household of faith. When others will be grumbling, you'll be celebrating the Almighty. Today, as your hands are raised up, as I lay my katuri boshita, yakabodoshita. Everything that God has designed you to be, today I bless you with the ability to become. I bless you with the power to become. I pray for the remaining days of your life, you will continue to experience the joy. You will experience the joy of fulfilling your days. You will enjoy the joy of fulfilling your purpose. You will enjoy the joy of being created. You will enjoy the joy of being converted as a child of God. I pray that men will benefit. Others will benefit. You will benefit. The world will be blessed through you in the mighty name of Jesus. Today, by the blessings of the Almighty, I pray that wherever you go, for the remaining days of your life, you will fulfill the calling of God for your life. Every one of you that is standing here, you have a call. You have a call, some of you to the medical, some of you to trade, some of you to civil service. In different respects of life, you have a calling. Therefore, I decree and declare, you will live that calling in the mighty name of Jesus. You will fulfill that calling in the mighty name of Jesus. In this year of great things, I decree and declare, you will always be in your Father's time. You will not run ahead of God. You will not be lagging behind. Every day of your life, you will know the will of God concerning your life. You will know what to do in the right time. You will know what to do at the right place. You will know what to do in the right way. Oh my God and my Father, wherever you go, God will bring into your life the right people. Every wrong person that will destroy you, God will take them away from your life. Every wrong person that the enemy will send to you in the coverage of a friend but is an enemy of destiny, God will expose them in the mighty name of Jesus. Today, as your hands are raised up, stretch them towards me as your Father, giving you this blessing. Today, by the power of the Holy Spirit, receive the ability to carry out your mandate this year in the mighty name of Jesus. You will carry out the work of God for you. You will carry out the work of God for you. You will honor God in your life. You will honor God in your family. You will honor God in your society. You will honor God in your place of work. I bless you with peace. I bless you with great joy. You will do the work of God in God's way. You will do the work of God in God's way. You will do the work of God in God's way. I come into agreement with the God my Father. I come into agreement with the word of my Father God. And I di la cosa la grande che sin roschia ta calabahansaya. I pray that the design of God for you, I bless you with it in the mighty name of Jesus. I bless you with good works. Any work that your name is on it, you will enjoy blessing in the mighty name of Jesus. From now, God have designed you for greatness. You'll be great in your time. You'll be great in your generation. You'll be great in your family. You'll be great in your society. You'll be great in that office. You'll be great in that market. You'll be great in that school. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Put your two hands on your head. This season, the Almighty God has made an investment in your life. Therefore, God has spoken a word to you, and that means He cares for you. That means He loves you more. That's why He's talking to you as His own child. He doesn't want you to end up like others. That means that God Almighty, because He loves you, He's nurturing you. And that's why He's giving you some of these simple insight for your greatness. Therefore, as your hands are on your head, today I decree and declare you become a treasure to your generation. You become a blessing to your world. All the chapter of nagging, complaining, and grumbling, they are buried in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You will shine. You will do better. You will be a treasure. You'll be an asset and not a liability. From today, because of your thankful heart, people will love to have you around. More favor will come to you. More favor will come to you. I pray that from today, the anointing will not run away from you. Blessing will not run away from you. The joy of life will not run away from you. You will enjoy your home. You will enjoy your family. You will enjoy your children. You will enjoy your parents. You will enjoy your foster parents. You will enjoy your boss. You will enjoy your workplace. You will enjoy your careers. You will enjoy your appointment. You will enjoy your position. It is well with you. I bless you today. In the name of the Father. In the name of the Son. And in the name of the Holy Spirit. Just receive this blessing with seven loudest amen.